With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Doctor Who is a show with so many unforgettable moments spread across its near 60-year history, every Whovian can recall plenty of scenes that they love, and perhaps a couple that they hate as well. But alongside all these great moments, there have been plenty of episodes that have caused controversy. Something as small as a dirty joke or a character doing something very off-putting can clash with the tone and deeper themes of the show and greatly affect how we see an episode or a character. While some of the examples on this list are only minor, they left a big impact on the fanbase, and not in a good way. With that in mind, I'm Will for Who Culture, and here are the 10 most inappropriate Doctor Who moments. 10. Complaints about the, quote, gay agenda. Deep breath. So the moment in question here isn't appropriate, but the response from several viewers was. Ever since the show was revived in 2005, Doctor Who has featured multiple LGBTQ characters, most notably Captain Jack Harkness and Bill Potts. Yet despite this being the case, some people couldn't stand watching a lesbian couple kiss on television. In Peter Capaldi's debut episode as the 12th Doctor, Madame Vastra and Jenny Flint, a married couple who have already made several appearances on the show, share a kiss. It was a harmless moment in a rather forgettable episode. Yet some out-of-touch viewers found it to be deeply offensive, and Ofcom received 6 complaints that the BBC were promoting a, quote, blatant gay agenda. Whatever the hell that means. While the show does occasionally knock you over the head when it's trying to make a point, this moment certainly was not one of them. Television should be inclusive, and those that criticised this moment and others like it were deeply in the wrong. 9. The Master flirts with Missy, aka himself. The Doctor falls. There are a couple of moments in Who that are at first just a bit weird to watch, but later when you think back on them, they're also a bit inappropriate. This very small moment from the Series 10 finale, The Doctor Falls, is a perfect example of this. When John Sims' Master and Michelle Gomez's Missy are planning their escape, the Master admits he's a bit turned on by Missy. Of course, when you remember that Missy is in fact a future incarnation of the Master, it becomes a little strange. Admittedly, it probably is in character for the Master to love himself, and the show does seem self-aware of the inappropriateness of this moment when Missy shuts down the Master's advances. Nevertheless, this certainly was a very odd scene. 8. Trivializing Hitler. Let's Kill Hitler. Let's Kill Hitler is one of the more unpopular episodes of New Who. Whether because of the convoluted story or the rushed conclusion to what ought to have been the pivotal moment of Series 6, but there was also the small matter of Adolf Hitler. The TARDIS crashes into the office of history's most notorious dictator, which opens up a world of possible stories for the writing team. But instead, Stephen Moffat opted to treat the whole situation as a joke, with Hitler acting more like a comic relief character for the brief seconds he's on screen, eventually being locked in the cupboard by Rory Williams. The scene is intended to be played for laughs, but given who Hitler was, and what he did, and what he stood for, that seems a little inappropriate for Doctor Who. 7. The Doctor and Graham's failed heart-to-heart. Can you hear me? You'd be forgiven for not remembering this, as it is a very short moment, but it left a bitter taste in the mouth. In Series 12's Can You Hear Me, Team TARDIS are forced to confront some of their worst fears. Chief amongst these is Graham O'Brien having a nightmare that his cancer has returned. At the end of the episode, he goes to the 13th Doctor for support, in what ought to have been a very emotional and poignant scene. Except that is not how it goes down. The doc simply shrugs her shoulders, claims she's socially awkward, and will try to think of something to say later. And that's about it. Honestly, the whole thing is played for laughs and completely undermines the whole message of the episode, which up to that point had handled the subject of mental health pretty well. 6. Amy tries to seduce the Doctor, flesh and stone. Companions falling in love with and kissing the Doctor became the norm during the Tennant-Smith years. The idea of a Doctor-companion relationship wasn't entirely a popular one when it was first introduced, but most were handled well enough to not cause any offence. That was until Amy Pond came along. Having taken her on several death-defying adventures, it wasn't so surprising to see Amy make her move on the 11th Doctor at the end of Series 5's Flesh and Stone. What was surprising was that she did it on the eve of her wedding to Rory Williams. While the trio have always had a sort of love triangle thing during their tenure on the show, this scene definitely took it a bit too far. More so because Amy is clearly intending to have a one-night stand with the Doctor, asking him if it's been a while. The Doctor put a shutdown on the whole situation before it went too far, but the scene still received several complaints from viewers, and even then showrunner Stephen Moffat admitted years later that he regrets his handling of the scene. 5. Body swapping, New Earth. Truth be told, body swap stories are always a bit weird, but somehow Doctor Who manages to make theirs especially awkward. In the Series 2 opener, New Earth, the 10th Doctor and Rose Tyler are reunited with the villainous Lady Cassandra, who enacts her revenge on the pair by possessing Rose's body. Nothing too inappropriate initially, but things quickly take a turn to the ridiculous, as we're subjected to multiple scenes of Cassandra admiring her new features, stroking her bum, flaunting her cleavage, and attempting to seduce the Doctor. Furthermore, she eventually possesses the Doctor and remarks that he has so many parts and hardly used. He/she then claims that Rose has been looking, which can only mean one thing. Looking back on it, it's hard to believe that Russell T. Davies managed to get away with this in a family show. 4. The murderous 6th Doctor, Vengeance on Varos. Heading back in time to the classic era, Colin Baker's portrayal of the 6th Doctor had few fans at the time, and even though his reputation has improved a bit, thanks largely to the big Finnish audio dramas, there's a couple of moments that even his most ardent defenders cannot justify. One of them comes in the 1985 two-part story Vengeance on Varos, where the Doctor kills 2 Varosian guards by dumping them in an acid bath, cracks a smile and quips,
"Forgive me if I don't join you."
One of the best parts about the character of the Doctor is that he/she is an action hero who condemns violence and would never, ever kill, let alone take pride in doing it. This moment was completely out of character and very inappropriate for a show that prioritizes brain over brawn. It remains one of the worst and most disliked moments in the history of Who, although it's not quite as bad and hated as... 3. The 6th Doctor Strangles Perry, The Twin Dilemma. Yes, in his very first story, 1984's The Twin Dilemma, Colin Baker set the tone for his instantly dislikable incarnation. After regenerating and donning the absolute worst Doctor outfit of all time, he starts behaving erratically, accusing his companion Perry of being an alien spy before suddenly strangling her. He manages to stop himself before he can kill her, but the damage was already done. As introductions to a new character go, this has to be among the worst of them. As mentioned before, the Doctor being violent for no reason just isn't right. We've since learned that the idea was always to introduce Baker's Doctor in a harsh light, with the character becoming kinder as his tenure progressed, something that Peter Capaldi would end up doing more successfully with the 12th Doctor during the revival era. But going as far as to try and choke someone close to you to death was very, very misguided. It's this scene alone that makes the Doctor so unlikable, and the primary reason why The Twin Dilemma is considered one of the worst Doctor Who stories of all time. 2. The blowjob gag, Love and Monsters. It should come as no surprise that one of the most reviled episodes of Doctor Who ever has a spot on this list. Love and Monsters is terrible. It's terrible in every way. But one moment right at the end really takes the cake. After being absorbed by the Absorbaloff, the character of Ursula Blake suffers an even worse fate when she's partly resurrected by the Doctor to live the rest of her life as a face on a concrete slab. Terrible, right? Well, that's not even the worst part. Her boyfriend, Elton Pope, reveals that despite not having a real body, the two have started a relationship and do have a sort of love life, which implies, well, it's a blowjob gag, if you'll pardon the pun. Doctor Who is no stranger to adult jokes, of course, but this took things to a place too uncomfortable to imagine. 1. Actors wearing yellow face. The Talons of Wang Chiang. By far the worst and most inappropriate moment in Doctor Who history has to be the portrayal of Chinese people in The Talons of Wang Chiang. The fourth Doctor serial from 1977 is actually considered one of the best by fans and critics alike, especially because of its Sherlock Holmes-style setting and story. Unfortunately, that does not forgive its depiction of Chinese characters, who strongly conform to racist stereotypes. Furthermore, when other characters in the story make racist remarks towards them, the Doctor, who has a long history of standing up for marginalized groups, does nothing. But worst of all was that many of the Chinese characters were portrayed by white actors wearing yellow face. At the time it released, it was without controversy, as, unfortunately, white actors embracing stereotypes and portraying non-white characters was commonplace. Looking back on it now, though, it was wrong and taints the legacy of the show. It is one of Doctor Who's darkest hours.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.